Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So, I don't know about you, but 200 days left of the Cantrell administration, ironically, happy birthday to me. The last day of her term of office is on my birthday, January 11th, Sunday. Just realized that this morning as folks were talking about this. Happy birthday to me. Can't wait for this birthday. Usually, I don't think about it much, but this is one that's going to be really, really nice. Because she'll be gone. This woman is an embarrassment. The fact that she is spending your money, our money, taxpayer money, to go to the U.S. Conference of Mayors to lead a panel on leadership is a joke. She engages in the oh, woe is me about the term of her office and saying that she has been on the receiving end of disrespect, that it was just wild as to what was going on with her, a recall petition that she was able to beat back, one guy funding this, nobody else really believing in it if you listen to her. And this is all attributed to the fact that she is, one, the first woman mayor of the city of New Orleans, two, that she is black, and three, she is suffering still today from the vestiges of the Jim Crow South. Now, that audience may be one of the few audiences that she could get away with this conversation, being that probably it was 95, 96, 97% Democrat mayor sitting in the audience. Nowhere else could she have this conversation and not be completely and totally laughed out of the room. Certainly not in New Orleans. She couldn't bring this up in New Orleans and talk about this experience that she has. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, while she's on the Oh, Woe Is Me tour at the U.S. Conference of Mayors, our young adults who are trying to make their way through the summer employing themselves, which is what we all talk about. We spend time with the NOLA Coalition every Tuesday talking about this issue. We'll do it again today. They hired lifeguards again this year, and guess what? Back at the ranch, the ineffectiveness, the inability to handle simple things, the payment of 100 lifeguards is still up in the air. Now, I bring this forward at the risk, huge risk, of being called racist. Because that could be the only reason that anybody would be calling the mayor out. And what makes this even worse and even more distasteful, laughable, obviously, this woman is a joke, is that this is the second year in a row that this happens. This is not a case of first instance. They had the same problem last year. Getting more attention this year. They went the entire summer without being paid. Now, how screwed up is a city organization that can't pay temporary help? We know for years now, seven plus, that there was a difficulty in this city paying vendors on time. The city was using their vendors' money as their working capital. It got so bad, they couldn't get people to respond to the open bid process, to RFQs, to RFPs. Nobody wanted to do work for the city. Why? Because they couldn't afford to do work for the city, because the city couldn't figure out how to pay the vendors on time. Now, the vestiges of the Jim Crow South obviously have risen again, right? That's the only explanation that this mayor is actually able to offer. It's about gender and it's about race. It has nothing to do with competency. The mayor also seems to forget that she's at a 27% favorable rating right now. That's abysmal. And a large sector of that bad rating that she's tattooed with at the present time are black voters. I don't think they're moved by this argument of the Jim Crow South, black woman, first woman. I don't think they're moved at all. Because I think they have a lived experience for 8 years now, almost, in this city that has been abysmal, that has been a disaster, that has been a joke. So many people I talk to cringe every time this woman goes to the mic. When you think back about some of the crazy, idiotic things that she has had to say in defense of her ineptitude over and over and over again, you can't help but laugh. And what's really sad, and you got to laugh to stop yourself from crying, is that we're continuing to pay for this charade. This is not a leader. She talks about leading with dignity. Really? Who has she ever treated in a dignified fashion? This is a woman who has cursed out almost every business leader in the city. This is a woman who was going to pound her chest, show everybody that she was going to lead by intimidation with a foul mouth, and that it was going to be her way or the highway. She never led with dignity. She never led by example. Those are the furthest things from the...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The truth. And I guess in the last 200 days of her administration, we are going to be burdened with her rewriting, re-engineering everything that she was not able to accomplish, didn't do an effective and an efficient way, wants us to forget that the city council has had to step in to save her derriere so many times, it's absolutely ridiculous. And the truth of the matter is that where there were successes, the vast majority of them for this administration, they had received significant help from the private sector. There were others involved in the background, on the sidelines, making sure that things were moving in a certain direction and in a certain way. No more so than the selection of the chief of police of the NOPD. Does anybody believe or remember that that was anything other than a bastardized process? It was a joke. Thankfully, it turned out with a very positive outcome. But it wasn't deliberate. It wasn't intentional on the part of the mayor. I mean, for her to go out there and talk about this as a huge accomplishment of her leading with dignity, of being a credible leader, is an absolute lie. She knows it, you know it, I know it, we collectively know it. I guess the question really here that we need to resolve is it really worth, and I'm not certain that it is, that I even have this monologue about this crazy person who believes that she's going to rewrite history and that people are going to actually believe it? Is it worth going through this exercise? Maybe we should just sit on the sidelines and let her engage in the babble that she did so at the U.S. Conference of Mayors. I got to imagine anyone with half a brain in that room was laughing on the way out. An absolute joke, national coverage on a relationship with her security detail. All kinds of different things going on, nuances here, video cameras, lying, cheating, not telling the truth, going after individuals that happen to take a picture of her on a balcony, having lunch with this individual, and then trying to manipulate things in a fashion utilizing the authority of her office in order to bring about a situation where she discredits a constituent. That's dignity? Really? Maybe in the Deep South we have a different definition of dignity. I don't know. I don't know what it is that she's trying to sell these folks at the U.S. Conference of Mayors. But, you know, it's easy to talk to that group because there's a lot of inefficiency in that group. Just look at every major city that's led by a Democrat, nothing but replete with controversy, all kinds of issues, bankrupt in most cases, taxing people into oblivion. Not able to deliver basic city services, not able to deliver water, potholes in the street, sound familiar? Drainage problems continue. over and over and over again, and we're talking about and trying to sell the notion that we are, the mayor that is, a leader, that we lead with dignity. And the trials and the tribulations of her being a public servant and the inability that she had to succeed, I guess she's making an excuse, is that she's a woman who's black and elected in the Jim Crow South. I don't know about you, but this is getting really wearisome, right? How many times do we have to hear about this? And how many times do we have to go to this as an excuse for being ineffective, for not being a credible leader, for not having any credibility at all? I have not talked, and I probably have talked to more businessmen than most and businesswomen that have tried to work within the confines of this city. I have not talked to a single one who defends this individual, the mayor, who thinks the mayor has done a good job, who thinks the mayor has been clicking on all cylinders, who would contemplate voting for the mayor yet again to be mayor. Not a single one, which is telling. And it appears in the polls. That's why she's at 27% favorable rating. No one truly believes in anything that she's doing or saying or otherwise. And truthfully, if the political experts are right that in the last 200 days she will do nothing, that will be a win for the city of New Orleans. Just please stay out of our way. Go underground. Go figure out what you're going to do in your afterlife. Good luck with that, because your legacy will not be rewritten by you, will not be re-engineered by you, will be remembered by most everyone as being a complete and total disaster. And maybe when you return, you can handwrite 100 checks to young kids trying to earn a living as a lifeguard in the city of New Orleans. We'll be right back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.